Ko moe awa tamanui, France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Chris Luxon says National will be a government that gets things done for Māori by partnering with iwi. He says much of the pre-election rhetoric that Māori would get hammered by the new government has been unhelpful and a sign of bias by some media. He says he's held private meetings with iwi leaders over the past 6 months to discuss possible partnerships in areas like housing, education and infrastructure.
I'm very excited by that prospect, and I think that's what I want to see more of in this country, which is not a government that I think has been incredibly arrogant sitting in Wellington thinking it knows best, but actually hasn't partnered well with iwi, hasn't partnered well with community organisations or business sectors. I actually think we need to work together on those issues, and that's what we're going to do.
Chris Luxon. On other news, the Māori lawyer who's been the driving force behind the distribution of hundreds of unclaimed war medals is looking forward to taking a break after years of mahi. David Stone of Auckland's Te Mata Law began his work in 2019 when he wondered why his great-uncle, who was killed in 1944 at Faenza in Italy, was never issued his medals. Last weekend at Waitangi, he oversaw the seventh of eight nationwide medal presentation ceremonies. Whānau of 75 Northern Māori veterans of the First World War, Second World War and Korean and Malaysian conflicts received their tupuna's medals.
You can see what this kaupapa means to every single recipient as they took the walk and went up there to get their tupuna taonga. It was clear as day and evident for every single person just being there and watching, and everybody knew that we were watching something special.
David Stone says there will be a final medal presentation ceremony in Ngāti Kahungunu Hastings next month. And lastly, the first winner of the Pikihuia Kerry Hume Award says they were influenced by the Booker Prize winning Māori author. The award is for published authors who have published a book in the past 2 years. Esa May Ranapiri won the award for their poetry collection Echidna, which draws on Pūrākau, Christian and Greek mythology to tell a story of identity in a colonised world. They say Kerry Hume's push to expand what Māori writing is through sexuality, gender and using non-Māori traditions was inspirational.
So I wanted to, you know, draw on all those things, which is another thing I feel like Hume did really well, was like draw on heaps of different traditions, like her use of tarot and the bone people is something that I'm reminded of.
Esa May Ranapiri says ensuring takatāpui have a voice is their main drive, and it's humbling to be given the award. And that's your Wātea English News.